Next case, please.
The next application is 11,826. Stuart Ortel seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-185F and 115-182A of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Dodd Avenue and Elizabeth Avenue in the Ann Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 21108 Elizabeth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 103. Specifically, they're requesting 11.7-foot variance. There is one letter in support that contains four signatures. There's one letter of concern, and that's with regards to the visibility of the stop sign at the intersection. And then no letters in opposition and three mail returns. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Stuart Ortel. 7 Roland Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21209.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
The application that we're making is a bit complex and maybe a little and much different than what I've heard this evening, in that it's basically come up a sequence of events and circumstances as we have worked on the development and construction of this particular lot. I apologize, I don't have a PowerPoint, but you have these drawings, right? Okay. This property was purchased by us back in last year, about a year ago this month. Had a small house on it with a very large shed. It was 10 feet by 12 feet, and it was back in the northeast corner of the lot, about 1 foot off the back lot lot line and 2 feet off the side. And the design and construction of the proposed dwelling, a couple of aspects, we wanted to adhere to the setback of the front of the house along Elizabeth. So we had that 25-foot setback to be in compliance there. And then we also, with the neighborhoods, actually Ann Acres and Seabreeze sort of join along Dodd. And one of the things that's apparent along there is the distance of the homes from Dodd as well. So the house, all that said, the house placement became clear that we wanted it to be against the east side of the property line. That said, the shed that was there at the time, being the size that it was and the distance from the lot, it needed to be moved. And so we began first by calling and asking, how far does the shed need to be moved in order to comply? And we were told 3 feet from the side, 3 feet from the rear. Also calling, I did provide the person at Planning and Zoning with the lot number and the tax ID number, so they knew exactly what address I was talking about. So with moving the shed 3 feet from the property line, it became clear that the shed was way too big. We decided to get rid of it. Actually, we decided to move it to the other corner where the shed is now. In calling again to find out where it needed to be, we were then told it was 5 feet from the rear, 5 feet from the side. Again, the shed was too big, so we decided to get rid of it, and we purchased a new one that was much smaller. It's 8x8, and continued to show it in that location. We finished the construction of the house, and again, the corner lot, I guess I should speak to the uniqueness of the property going there after all that. By having to take the shed from the right rear corner to the left rear corner, Dodd has, being on a corner lot, it has that sharp angle to it, which really pinches things in and contributed a little bit to just the aesthetic of the building structures themselves and how they would be arranged for open space and viewing. The development of the lot then, as we proceeded forward, speaks to this whole series of decisions that we made about the existing shed, getting rid of it, purchasing a new one, setting it in the place where we were told at five feet rear and side setback. We completed the construction of the house and got to the point of this document, which was our final as-built survey, and discovered the comment back that our side yard setback was now 15. I spoke with the gentleman again, who I had called throughout this whole process, and he said, oh, well, we didn't realize it was a corner lot. I'm not sure why not. But that Dodd is now considered a front as well, the front yard. Mm-hmm. So that came as a bit of a shock, and especially at having completed the house, gone through all of the construction, the fence is built, completed, of course, for the code for the pool, landscaping had all been placed in. And so at this point in time, to have to move everything would be a costly expenditure as well. The character of the neighborhood, I did take some photographs to show various views, not only those from inside the property itself, in terms of the size of the little structure and its placement and distance from the house. But it's also nestled along Dodd, there are mature trees. Yes, as unobstructed view, the position of the shed to the pool and the buffered landscape along Dodd. The neighbor in the back there in that view where you can see the rear neighbor, we've tried to be cognizant of his view because you can actually look from all of his windows and patio. He has a view across our yard and down to the bay. So we thought it would be nice to acknowledge his continued view in that direction. And then I took pictures from the corner of Elizabeth and Dodd. That's in a car as if you were stopped at the stoplight there and looking to your right up Dodd. And you can't even see the shed. And then I pull out and I took another shot up, and I wish I did have this on PowerPoint because clear up the way there, where that car is, this is the view looking north on Dodd. There's actually a car sitting up there, and that's where the stop sign is. And you can clearly see the stop sign. So the shed is, there's no way that the shed could be obstructing the view of that stop sign. People walk along Dodd, bike, jog, and we're not, it's not clearly obstructing any view from vehicular or pedestrian. Then I took some views looking the other way. So if this would be if you were traveling south on Dodd, and right there, this is the view of back of shed Dodd. And that's illustrating, you can see the shed off to the left of the telephone pole there. There's a large mature tree, there's a large mature crepe myrtle, there's shrubbery. It's well concealed from views. And that said, I did speak with my neighbors, and I had not gotten any objection from them personally about the shed or that it was blocking any views of anything, and certainly wouldn't be placing something in a position where it would be hazardous from somebody seeing a stop sign. I think that's, oh, so I guess I really do want to talk on the note of aesthetic for a moment, just for the record, because I did submit to the gentleman that I spoke with when I filed the application. He was the one I was talking through throughout this whole process. Do you have this drawing too? And this was one where I was curious to see what the impact would be if I had to move this building over to be 15 feet from the property line, and feel that it's a valuable piece of the puzzle here, and that what it would do to the aesthetic of the property. And given the character of the streetscape that I feel we've invested in by landscaping along this whole edge and adding embellishment there for neighbors and for the community, I made this application to ask that we could keep the structure where it is.
All right, sir. Excuse me. I'll see if we have any questions. We'll start down, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Movable shed?
Yes, sir.
Why can't you move it again one more time?
I would have to bring in equipment through the fence. Everything's been finished because we had to, for use of occupancy, we had to complete the fence and the lands. Well, we didn't have to finish
equipment?
The landscape.
What equipment?
It would have to be a probably a little bigger than a bobcat to lift it up off the settings that it's on, and I'd have to move the irrigation. I'd have to move the landscaping around it and move plant material off of Dodd to be able to get through the fence to get to it. So it would be a considerable amount of effort.
I have moved a 8x10 shed myself, so with a little tractor. Okay.
Yes. A little bobcat would be like that, where it has the forks under, and they'd have to lift it up. But in order to get to the shed, they would have to take parts of the fence apart to get access to it. There's no access now because it's all the landscaping that's gone in and the fence. And
no other questions.
Mr. Wilson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, so I think I understand your... So correct me if I'm wrong in addressing the standards for granting a variance. You're saying the property is unique because of its shape and the way it was designed and laid out. You feel that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You feel that you haven't created the hardship because you were told by the county office that it could be 3 feet from the property line. Is that correct?
Well, 3 feet on the other corner, 5 feet on this.
Okay.
And when they set the shed, the survey showed that the little back corner there, because of the angle, they set the front at 5 or the middle at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So the back is at 3.3.
Right. And
but what they also, my contractor was also doing, was aesthetically lining up the shed to be centered to the pool.
Okay.
So yeah, good intentions.
You don't feel that it alters essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and that it's a minimum to afford relief. Is that all correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I have no other questions.
Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Mills asked my question. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant feels that the property is unique because of its shape and the way that it's been planned and laid out, that his request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property now that it's completed, that it wasn't created by him because he was misinformed by the county. That it won't alter the essential character in the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and he feels his request is minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,826.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,826. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,826 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.